Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Wednesday, the 19th of May. Ultimate Guy, I'm sure you're aware, had to do a process yesterday. I've done another one today. The Portugal fixtures weren't on Betfair yesterday. So if you haven't seen the email, do make sure you go on the members area. There are fresh sheets for everything today. I'm sitting in a nice apartment, looking out at the sea. It's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Blue skies, sea is literally outside the window. Happy days. Right, just to couple of queries on Monday. Did the podcast, obviously I did the golf analogy. And I sort of was trying to stress to people to use things that they're, you know, areas that you're good at in other aspects of your life and see how you can apply disciplines and processes from that to betting so that you tend to approach it in a slightly, I want to say, I don't know, more professional way, I guess, but a more disciplined way with process so that it keeps you on track. And I had a couple of queries, obviously, if people don't play golf and don't sort of have never played, then don't really understand a lot of what I was talking about there. I do apologise for that, but I was just using an element of what I do. But basically, it's the concept of going one step at a time, not getting ahead of yourself and taking things as they come. So in golf, the only shot that matters is the one you're playing at that time. You play one shot at a time. And betting's exactly the same for me. Just try and focus on one thing at a time, you know, even one method at a time. I just, this thing where people run off and do far too much. So I will expand on it more. As I say, we're going to do this summer course and I'm going to try and get some of these processes across, actually, you know, practicals. I said a while back that it's all very well just talking to actually get some practicalities to it. And almost do it while you'll be doing it on your own. We'll be doing it collectively with, you know, lots of us doing it together with guidance. Then hopefully we'll get through to that. Stats I normally do. I'm not going to do any because we're getting to the end of the season. But I have done the championship goals up. And I will do this for every league and publish it. Just save you guys doing it yourself. I'm going to be doing it anyway. So when all the leagues finish this weekend, on that 1x2 sheet that I've been publishing on the website, I will add, or I've added, but I will fill it in a further tab for goals. So goals were down in the championship this year. 15-16 was 2.42, and that's the lowest that's been in the last 5 years. And then this season, it was 2.31. So they were 13.85% down on the season before and 10% down on the previous five-year mean average. So whilst the home wins and percentages and things were the same, the actual number of goals were down. Now, we can read into that what we want. We could say that teams like Leeds aren't in the league anymore, so that may have affected goal production. We could say COVID, obviously. We could say lack of crowds. We could say number of fixtures. We could say it is just one of those things. But it is the lowest that there's been. And as I say, it's considerably down, you know, 10% down on the five-year mean. So rather than just looking at one season, I will do all five seasons and I'll publish all those figures so that we can start to try and draw a picture. And more with a view to what I do next year. You know, I keep saying it, this has been a strange old period, and more to a view of how to set things up next year. Do we expect this to continue? Will it suddenly eke up? I mean, those of you who are on Ultimate, you know, a lot of people are sort of talking about the profit loss between home and away this season. You've got to remember that going into this season, just laying away blinds was about 400 points up, you know, so seven leagues laying on that on the alternate day league database, not the main leagues, seven leagues for the last, whatever it is, 4 or 5 years, laying every team blind was 400 odd points up, something like that. That can't possibly continue. That has to come back. Obviously, it's come back with a bang this season. I can't remember what the exact number are because I haven't got the sheet in front of me, but I will go over all that. But, you know, part of it will be just a natural regression. It is then getting weighting on how much we want to wait no crowds and things like that. I didn't see the football last night, but I understand crowds back. Just the atmosphere when you're watching, I think it'll be better. I think Spurs once again charging the most of any club tonight when we stuff Villa down the Villa. DTV down the Villa. You boys are going to get one hell of a pasting tonight. And unbelievable, my Brighton. Brighton were 2-0 down, weren't they? 2-0 down and came back and beat Man City of all teams 3-2. I have no idea what strength the team City put out. I think there was a red card. I've no idea what price City would have touched in play. I'd imagine it was low. I don't even know when the three goals were scored. I don't know what minute the first one was scored. Genuinely, I haven't looked, but phenomenal result. And instantly, I only followed some stuff on Twitter. A Spurs fan put, get Potter in now. There's quite a few Spurs fans who like Potter. Not for me. And obviously we've had the news that Kane wants to leave, which seems to be a little bit up in the air. But my view is, of course you're going to be disappointed because he's a fantastic player, but I cannot blame him at all. I think, what is there for him at Tottenham genuinely? You've watched 20 years, you know, he's not an idiot. He's watched 20 years of the same old. They had a little dice of taste of good football a few years back. And didn't convert and win anything. I just don't see what's attractive about Tottenham. Genuinely, I mean, I've said it before. I do not, particularly for a player like that coming into his prime, he's going to get one more big contract, but he wants to win trophies. And I think if Atletico win the league on La Liga on Saturday, is a stat for you. Atletico win the league, La Liga on the weekend. If they fend off Real Madrid, and fantastic comeback at the weekend. They went 1-0 down and came back and won in the last 10 minutes. Kieran Trippier will get a La Liga winner's medal, and he will be the 88th player to leave Tottenham and win a trophy since Tottenham last won a trophy. And I look at people like Harry Kane, you know, he's seen the likes of Kyle Walker go, Eriksen go and win Serie A. Trippier probably going to win La Liga. He's been and seen all this. And he's got to be thinking, well, it's not happening here. It's not going to happen here, whatever Spurs fans think. Spurs are, you know, amazing, you know, you read it and it's a couple of games. Spurs are a million miles off. For me personally, good luck to the lad. If he wants to go and better himself, you know, it's only a matter of what we would do if we were out working and somebody said to you, I'm going to give you more money and a better job. Most people would go and take it, and he certainly owes Tottenham nothing. But I just hope, you know, that it doesn't all turn unsavoury and typical Levy dragging it out all transfer window. I'm not sure Harry Kane's the type to kick up, but I think if he does, you know, it's no use having a player in your camp who doesn't want to leave. If he wants to go, let him go. I did have a laugh because obviously I think that was whenever that came out, that news, was it Monday? Something like that, Monday afternoon. And then before we set off yesterday, I did see that Grealish to Arsenal was trending, and that did make me laugh. If that happens, I promise you, Ed Hugh, if Arsenal sign Grealish, I will go and get a job in Greg the Baker's. I promise you I will do it. I'll go down to wherever there's a Greg's and I will say, can I have a job? And I will happily go and serve some pasties if Jack Grealish ends up at Arsenal. What are people talking about? Anyway, I'm waffling. Have a lovely, it's beautiful here. Have a lovely, what is it? Wednesday. Have a lovely Wednesday. And I'll be back with you all Friday. I'm going to do a remote into big games tonight. Tottenham, Villa and West Ham. Who have West Ham got tonight? I don't know who they've got. But I think they both play tonight. And then it sets it all up for the weekend. Going into the weekend, can Spurs finish above West Ham? But I'll be on with Kevin Kelly, who's already talking about going into hiding. I will be on with him for the weekend preview on Friday as normal. Have a great Wednesday, guys, and I'll be back with you on Friday morning.